Welcome to Lone Oak First Baptist Church. Our preschool choirs are going to sing right at the beginning here, and they're going to sing four songs, and then afterwards we'll dismiss them to you parents and guardians, but give them your full attention as you are, and we have a little gift for them, and we'll ask you to stand at the end. Rosemary Rohrabaugh is the director of this combined group. She directs both the threes and fours, and we're looking forward to hearing their music, so here they are.
Thank you.
job, kids. All right, parents, we're going to ask the three-year-old parents, and they may be a little older than three now, but if they started in the three-year-old choir, to come and get your child. Also, you need to get two little Christmas gifts. Yes, you're welcome. His name is Jesus Bracelet, and this little yo-yo is going to be our light show during the Notes of Joy choir part. All right, there you go. You're welcome. So three-year-old parents, come on, and Miss Becky, Miss Haley, have those gifts, and come get your child. You come now and get them and their presents. Come on now, don't be shy. You come to them. If you see your mom or dad, you go to them. Good deal. Now, four-year-old parents, same thing. If you can come to them, make sure every child gets both of those. All right, and John Bennett, our minister to children, is going to come and give us our welcome.
Hey, good evening, everybody. As Mark said, my name is John Bennett. I'm the minister to children here at Lone Oak First Baptist Church. And man, we are excited that you are here tonight. Welcome to our night of worship and our concert with the Notes of Joy and our preschool choir. Yes. And if you are a guest with us today, we want you to know, first of all, that in this place, you are welcome and you are loved. But more than that, we want you to see into our hearts. We want you to know that we worship Jesus no matter what age we are. But if you are a guest with us today, we'd love to get to know you. We'd love to connect with you. And you can do that a couple different ways on your phone. You can text the word connect to the number that you'll see on the screen in just a minute, or the number is 270-398-5005. It'll take you to a connection card you can fill out, or if you picked up one of the bulletins in the back, there's a perforated information card. You can fill that out, give it to one of the ushers, put it in the offertory boxes on the wall, and that'll give us a chance to get to know you. Hopefully for you to get to know us as well, too. I will tell you, though, last year, after Vacation Bible School, I had a mom call me, and she said, John, I wanted to tell you what a wonderful time our kids have at Vacation Bible School. And our preschooler came home and told us how Cheez-Its had saved the world. All right. You guys, tonight, we're not worshiping Cheez-Its as good as they are. We are worshiping Jesus, right? Hey, well, with that in mind, would you pray with me? Let's pray. Dear God, your word says in the third chapter of Titus, but when the kindness and love of God, our Savior, appeared, he saved us. Not because of the righteous deeds we have done, but because of his mercy. Tonight, God, we celebrate and we worship you and we worship the gift of your Son and the grace and the mercy that he offers us. So may our songs and the attitudes of our hearts be filled with praise and worship, and may it all be pleasing to you. In Jesus' name, amen.
Thank you. Thank you again for being here tonight. I want to just reassure you parents who have a wiggly child in your lap. We're going to do about six songs, and they're shorter songs. But it's okay if they make some noise and if they play with those toys. We're so glad they're here. I had that experience last week for Thanksgiving. We took the whole family to Disney World, and we went to the Candlelight Processional at Epcot, which is a big 250-voice choir orchestra doing traditional Christmas carols, and it's just glorious in this long, long line to get in. But I had a two-year-old on my lap who was wiggling the whole time, which was a new experience for me. But I'm just glad you have them on your lap, no matter what sounds or wiggles that they make. At the end of the Hallelujah chorus, my grandson said, "Oh, toodles!" So if they praise the Lord that way, then that's wonderful as well. We're going to begin, though, with you singing with us. We're not just here to sing for you. We're here to worship with you. Let you stand together and let's sing about the little town of Bethlehem where Jesus was born. Songs, we're just going to read the nativity story of Jesus out of the book of Luke as we as a church are reading through the book of Luke as church families. So Luke chapter 2, you're going to hear the story of Jesus.
And it came to pass in those days that there went out a decree from Caesar Augustus that all the world should be taxed. And this taxing was first made when Cyrenius was governor of Syria. And all went to be taxed, everyone into his own city. And Joseph also went up from Galilee, out of the city of Nazareth, unto Judea, unto the city of David, which is called Bethlehem, because he was of the house and lineage of David, to be taxed with Mary, his espoused wife, being great with child. And so it was that while they were there, the days were accomplished that she should be delivered. And she brought first her firstborn son and wrapped him in swaddling clothes and laid him in a manger because there was no room for them in the inn.
Amen. This is from Luke chapter 2, verses 8 through 12. And there were in the same country shepherds abiding in the field, keeping watch over their flock by night. And lo, the angel of the Lord came upon them, and the glory of the Lord shone round about them, and they were sore afraid. And the angel said unto them, Fear not, for behold, I bring you good tidings of great joy, which shall be to all people. For unto you is born this day in the city of David a Savior, which is Christ the Lord. And this shall be a sign unto you. Ye shall find the babe wrapped in swaddling clothes, lying in a manger.
Joy, 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 praise be the Lord in
I told, we sang at the Paducah McCracken County Senior Center on Wednesday. I told them I love the Christmas carols, not only because they're beautiful songs and beautiful carols about the birth of Jesus, but they're full of the gospel of Jesus that tell why he came to be our Savior. They also tell us many names of God, and probably a favorite character carol is Silent Night, and it says that he is Lord at thy birth, and he is Christ the Savior who is born. And so we're going to get a little treat that we get to all sing Silent Night before Christmas Eve. So would you stand with us, and let's join in singing Silent Night and listen to all the names of Jesus and what this tells us about our wonderful Lord and Savior.
Luke chapter 2, verses 13 and 14. And suddenly there was with the angel a multitude of the heavenly host praising God and saying, "Glory to God in the highest, and on earth peace, goodwill toward men."
Angel.
Luke 2:15-19. And it came to pass, as the angels were gone away from them into heaven, the shepherds said one to another, "Let us go now even unto Bethlehem and see this thing which has come to pass, which the Lord hath made known unto us." And they came with haste and found Mary and Joseph and the babe lying in a manger. And when they had seen it, they made known abroad the saying which was told them concerning this child. And all they that heard it wondered at those things which were told them by the shepherds. But Mary, she kept all these things and pondered them in her heart.
In Luke 20, we read, "And the shepherds returned, glorifying and praising God for all the things that they had heard and seen as it was told to them." And many years before, in Isaiah, we see, "For unto us a child is born, unto us a son is given, and the government shall be upon his shoulder, and his name shall be called Wonderful Counselor, the Mighty God, the Everlasting Father, the Prince of Peace."
Yeah. Well, what a great night we've had together. Christmas is the season where we celebrate the birth of Jesus Christ, and it brings to our understanding and clarifies again to us an important truth. Throughout scriptures, we have, particularly in the Old Testament, we have events and occurrences called theophanies. Theophanies are when God reveals himself to man in a special way. In the Old Testament, they were very limited. They were very limited instances where God would be with man. Now, in the beginning, he walked openly and freely with Adam and Eve until sin came into the world by the choice of the man and woman. And then as they were kicked out of the Garden of Eden, there was a separation between man and God. But at points, throughout history, there have been these theophanies. God was with Moses on the mountain, and Moses said, I want to see your face. And God said, if you see my face, you will surely die. No man who has sinned can see me and live. And so he said, I'll tell you what, though, Moses, I'm going to put you in the cleft of the rock, and I'm going to put my hand over you, and I'll pass by. And after I pass by, I'll let you out so you can at least see my hindside. And Moses said, all right, I'll take that. There's another instances that are sometimes less clear, but there's a story of a young man in the nation of Israel who was wrestling with an angel as he and his family were going to cross a brook to get to a new land. And he wrestled with the angel of the Lord all night long until the Lord gave him a blessing. But we see throughout the scriptures that since the fall of man, because we are sinners, we are separated from God, since the fall of man, there has not been an open relationship with God that's been available. That is until Jesus Christ came. When Jesus Christ came, he is God in flesh. And when that baby was lying in that manger, swaddled up so that only his face was visible, we saw that God is truly with us. And for the first time since the fall of man, anyone could look on the face of God. Jesus lived a sinless life, which tells us that not only God is with us, but that God is for us. He's for us. The blessing that he gave to Adam and Eve in the garden, though it had been forfeited through the choice of disobedience and sin, Jesus wanted to give it back because God is for us. And through the life of Jesus Christ, he died on the cross so that we could be saved. And he says that anyone believes in me and believes in my resurrection can be saved. And so, in the birth, God is with us. In his life, God is for us. But listen to this. If you will repent of your sins and place your faith in Jesus Christ, God can be in us. He can be in us. You see, this is the invitation of Christmas. This is the invitation of Christ. And that is that you can have a relationship with God, that you can see him and that you can know him and that you can be with him forevermore. Unfortunately, the consequences of sin is that we're separated from God. But the gift of God through Jesus Christ is that that doesn't have to be the case any longer. If you will admit that you are a sinner, if you will confess your need for salvation, and if you will receive the free gift of God through Jesus Christ, my friends, you can be saved. And so I want to invite you now, if you have never made a decision for Jesus, but you want to be saved, I want to invite you tonight, in this moment, in this time, to receive Jesus as your Lord and Savior and to have God in you. Would you stand where you are? I'm going to lead us in a prayer, and then we're going to have a song of invitation. And if you need to make a decision tonight, I want to invite you to step out and step forward at the close of the prayer. Father, thank you for this evening. Lord, thank you that we've heard these carols and these songs of worship sung by these amazing choirs. Lord, we pray now, if there be any man, any woman, any teenager, child that needs to make a decision for you, Lord, that you're calling and convicting, I pray, God, that you would give them the courage to step out and to step forward. And Lord, to receive the gift that you have given completely and freely to them, and that they may understand that this is the beginning of the journey of walking with you in a right and new relationship. Lord, again, we thank you for this evening, and we pray in Jesus' name, amen. The invitation is open.
Tell me the story of Jesus. Tell how he is.
thank you. Have a seat if you would. Thank you for being here tonight. Let's show our appreciation to some folks for... I didn't even tell you who we were showing appreciation to, and y'all are already clapping. Would you help me thank our Notes of Joy choir for their excellence? Thank you. We are so grateful for y'all's service. This group gets together every week on Tuesday morning to practice, and it shows that you all were prepared, and we thank you for your, you are the premier Notes of Joy choir. You are. There is none like you, and we thank the Lord for it. Would you show your appreciation to the preschool choir, most importantly, the volunteers? Yeah. Some of the ones that really help us make it possible, those volunteers in the tech booth. Thank you, guys and lady, for your volunteering. Would you help show your appreciation to them? And Brother Mark and our instrumentalist, faithfully serving. Brother Mark, thank you. Rick and Bobby Sue, is she there? Yeah. I see you. There you are. Wonderful, wonderful. Well, I'm so grateful that you were here with us this evening. We have much going on in the life of the church. So many things happening as we get ready for the Christmas celebration, the birth of Christ. Be sure to check your bulletin, check the website, look on your app. If you don't have the app, you need the Lone Oak First Baptist Church app. That's where most of the information about the church happenings are, and we want to point you to that. Today we had the Bring a Gift to Jesus offering, where you could give to the Lottie Moon Christmas offering. And that gift, that ability to give, your ability to give extends over the next month or so. Even through the month of January, if you want to give, we'll count it back towards this particular Lottie Moon season. But we want to support our missionaries. Let me introduce you to somebody. This is Everett Thomas. Everett, would you come up? Everett, about midway through, right after Miss Myra Claus finished her reading excerpt, he looked over to me and he said, "Daddy, are we having an invitation tonight?" And I said, "Yeah, buddy, we are." He said, "I need to get saved." And I thought, "Whew, all right." And so I said, "Do you know what it means?" He said, I do. And I said, "Well, why do you think you need to do it?" He said, "God just telling me I need to." And we've been talking at night, and Everett is a gifted young man. He prays. He can pray heaven down, I'm telling you, friends. This boy has the ability to pray, and so he's coming forward tonight to tell you that he knows he's a sinner and that he's receiving Jesus as his Savior, and he's receiving, he said, "And I'm going to receive the life that Jesus gives me in resurrection." And so if you'd welcome into our family, would you say amen? Thank you. So exciting. What an exciting night. Would you stand with me? I'm going to lead us in a word of prayer, and we're going to be dismissed. At the close, would you, if you get a chance, would you show your appreciation to our Notes of Joy folks as they come down, and would you welcome Everett into our church family? Lord, thank you for this evening. What a special night it is to celebrate Jesus' birth as we celebrate every year that God is with us. And Lord, it reminds us that you are for us. And it invites us to receive you so that we may have you in us. Lord, what a great joy it is to welcome my son, Everett, into the family of faith. Though we saw the linger of that opportunity, Lord, it was quite exciting this evening for him to lean over and say, "God, Scott, I'm Dad, I'm ready to get saved." Lord, what an exciting moment it is for our family. And we thank you so much, Lord, that you would love us and that you would save us. And Lord, may we glorify you as we give our entire lives to you. In Jesus Christ's name, amen. You're dismissed. Amen.